Oh, man. Let's give him another hand. Oh, man. You guys always find a way to inspire. Nicholas always finds awesome songs, and so does Lauren, because they both choose them together. So I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, guys. Oh, man. You guys been enjoying your weekend?
Yes.
I have too, actually. I've been having a good weekend. Yesterday, I was a guest speaker at a prayer breakfast at Detroit Unity Temple. We're going to get another bigger top. That'll work perfect. I'm visualizing a bigger top. And it's interesting because I was really nervous, but it ended up being perfect. So let me go into my cute little joke. I heard this story about this man who was a reckless driver, and his friends even didn't like driving with him too much because he was a speed demon. He would run red lights, and he just enjoyed himself. He thought the lights were suggestions. The stop signs were suggestions. So one day he gets this envelope from the police department, the traffic department, and it's a ticket in there, and it's a picture of him running a red light. So he uses the return envelope, and he sends them a picture of, and the ticket was for $100, right? So he was like, I'll pay it. So he sent them a picture of $250s. So he got another envelope in the mail. He's like, okay, they accepted it. When he opened it up, it was a picture of handcuffs. And it was funny because I heard another comedian say that they were so poor that they'd run red lights to get their family photo. And when it didn't look right, they'd do it again until it looked perfect. I thought that was so cute. I didn't know there were cameras up there to catch you for red lights. I did not know that. Oh, man. But I thought that was so funny. Oh, you're welcome. That's what I thought when I read it. Oh, thank you for sharing. I kind of, every once in a while, get turned, pulled over. As a matter of fact, for the pet adoption, I woke up late, and I was rushing, and I was zooming down Orchard Lake after I got off the freeway. Traffic was clear. I was like, perfect. Zoom. And then somebody, I heard sirens behind me. I'm like, where are the sirens? And I look, oh, it's me. So I had to pull over. And he's like, so what's making you zoom so fast down Orchard Lake? I said, I'm late for a pet adoption. I'm supposed to be blessing the pets. And he let me go. He gave me a warning, and every time I come down Orchard Lake, I'm looking for him. No, I make sure I'm doing a speed limit. Every once in a while, we have a misjudgment, however you want to put it. So now I just zoom down and I know I'm in perfect timing and I'll get there at the divinely right moment. Amen?
Amen.
So don't go speeding. Know that you're going to get there at the divinely right moment. Plus, you might get a picture in the mail too for you too. So this month, we have been discussing order. I want to start off by reading this excerpt from Charles Fillmore's book, The 12 Powers. And for those of you who don't know, Charles Fillmore and his wife, Myrtle Fillmore, created the Unity Movement. And Unity is actually a practical application of Christian teachings, of the teachings of Jesus. That's the best way to put it. It's a practical application of it. So we study the teachings of Jesus, we live the teachings of Jesus, and we teach them through our example and through helping others as well. So Charles Fillmore says, inherent in the mind of being are 12 fundamental ideas, which in action appear as primal creative forces. Now, what does that mean? That means that God has absolute, how do we want to say this? God has characteristics. There are characteristics of God, divine mind, that never change, never change. They are absolute. And the one we say in our first unity principle is that there is only one power and only one presence active in our lives and in the universe, God the good omnipotent. So we are affirming that God is absolute good. That is a divine idea, right? Now, what Charles Fillmore says is that there are 12 fundamental ideas about God, and they come into a creative way through us in the 12 powers. So that will be faith, that will be strength, that will be wisdom, that will be love, that will be power, that will be imagination, that will be your understanding, that will be your power of your freedom of will, that will be divine order, that will be zeal, and then renunciation and life. All of the 12 months represent one of the powers so that we can go into it and study it more and come into an idea of what it is and a realization of what that power and that ideal is in you. Today, I want to go deeper into our series of divine order. We're discussing divine order because in the month of September is order. The power of order is what we study, right? Last week, we studied mind. Divine order is the sequence in which we move things into creation. It's the sequence in which God moved things and create into creation. From divine mind, there are divine ideas. And through divine ideas comes divine expression. So the sequence of divine order is mind, idea, expression. When we are focusing on God, we say it's divine mind, divine idea, and divine expression. Or it could be considered in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Now, when we say the Father, that's the divine presence of God. When we say the Son, it's the idea that God has in God's divine mind, it's God's divine idea of who we are, who man is. And then we express it in our lives. Another way that you see it in Trinity is the Father, God, Christ, and Holy Spirit. That's how it is. It's God, it's Christ, and Holy Spirit. And Christ, like I said, is the divine idea of man in God's mind. And the Holy Spirit helps us to express it. Okay? You get that? Mm-hmm. All right. So, the scripture I want to use today is a powerful scripture. I love this scripture. And it is coming from the Gospel according to John. Now, what I want to do is I want to read the eloquent version of it because I love the eloquent version of it first. This one comes from the New Revised Standard Version. And it is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of people, of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Now, that's an eloquent version of it, but I like the New Living Translation version of this, and it says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought life to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Now, the beautiful part about this is that the Word that is being discussed in this scripture is Jesus. It's representing, if you look into a metaphysical, spiritual meaning of what that is, the Word that existed is Jesus. And everything that was created, and then it says, in the beginning was the Word, and then it says, and the Word was with God in God's mind. And then it says that everything was created, God used him to create. So everything that was created, God used Jesus to create. Now, let's go even deeper to how that connects to us. You are and were, before you were created, a thought in God's mind. And there are divine ideas about you that will never change, that were created with you when you were created in God's mind, before you were even conceived in your mother's womb. And then the divine idea that God created in you, in the mind of thinking of you, manifested itself into physical form when you were created in your mother's womb. And then through you, God expresses in this world those divine ideas. Now, what are these divine ideas? Everything that you know to be so about God that never changes is a divine idea. Everything that you know to be so about God that never changes, that means it is absolute, is also the truth about you. So that is why, being created in God's image and likeness, you are co-creators. You are co-creators. Every thought that you think in your mind, in that mind, because you were created like God, in that mind, you are connected to God. Did you know you're connected to God in mind? Whether you're aware of it or not, you are always connected to God in mind, always. And every thought that comes into your mind, every thought that comes into your mind has some form of life that creates. It says the word created, right? In this word of God, it says the word is what creates. Do you know that every single thought that you think has life behind it? Every single thought is a word. It's a divine idea. What that word means to you, there's a meaning behind that word, and that word, the meaning behind it gives it life. And the meaning that gives it life gives it power to create in your life. What words are you thinking right now in your life? You know it by how your life is turning out. Are there areas in your life that you love? You just love how it's going. I'm jiving with that. Yes?
Yes.
Are there areas in... Lauren's the only one that says yes. It just dawned on me. He's the only... Oh, he's speaking for everybody? How about everybody speak for yourself? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Woo! Give me a high five. You get a high five. What I want to do is run through and give everybody a high five. Or through the aisles and give a high five. Oh my gosh. We need to realize this. We need to know this to our core. Jesus knew this to his core. That's why he said, every word that I speak, every word that I say is God creating in this world. God goes forth and does these things. You know that scripture when Jesus says that every word that I say is he who sent me, and he goes forth and does these things. That is because every word that you say has a creative power to it. You are the presence of God in physical form. That is just the truth. You gotta realize that deep down inside, like Jesus did. I'm just serious, because if you don't realize that, then you create by default the things you don't want in your life. Last week, we talked about mind over matter. And we said, if you want to change your life, you gotta what?
Change
your mind, right? Change your mind. And what we meant by change your mind is you have to change your thoughts. You have to change what you're focusing on. Because when you change what you're focusing on, you create a living power in there, and it creates in your world. Every word, all things are words. A thought is a word. There's a meaning behind that thought. It has life. Your name means something. Your very name means something. Has anybody looked up the meaning of their name? Mm-hmm. I looked up the meaning of my name, and it means monastery, warrior, bullheaded, stubborn. Like, Daddy, what'd you know? Okay. My daddy named me. I'm like, how'd you know I was going to go into ministry? You know, I picked that one, not the bullheaded and the stubborn. And Catrice, which is my middle name, means the noble one. And I don't remember what Coles means, which is was my born last name. But I looked at the meaning of that. Your name, behind the meaning of your name is your nature. That is what you tend to do in this world. on your highest vibration, that's what you tend to do. So as I looked at my name, Warrior Monastery, and then the Noble One, I realized that throughout my life, I've always prayed for people, advocated for people, taught people, showed them who they were in God. Even when I was little, someone was saying to one of my friends, I didn't hang out with the kids in the neighborhood too much. I don't really know why, but I didn't. Maybe because they teased me all the time. I didn't like being teased. But there were a couple times that I would have conversation. My most beautiful pastime is talking about God, and that was even when I was little. So this one girl, a neighbor of mine, was saying, I don't believe in God, because you can't see God, so how can you believe in God? And I said, and the wind was blowing at the time, and I said, do you see those trees blowing in the wind? And she was like, yeah. And I said, well, what's making them do that? And she's like, the wind. And I said, can you see the wind? And she said, no. But you believe there's the wind, right? She said, yeah. And I said, then isn't it possible that you can believe in God even though you don't see God? And my daddy said he heard me. He was in the background going, yeah, that's my girl. But the truth is, words are invisible unless you write them down. But before you write them down, they come from your mind. They are invisible. And every word that is invisible has a power behind it, the meaning, a divine idea behind it. And it has life to it. Even the words that say, I'm not good enough, have life to it and create that in your life. Even the words that say, I'm stupid, have life to it and create it in your world. Even the words that say, I don't feel right, I don't feel like I can be, I'm the one, they have life to them. You can use the power of your words to create unlimited or abundant limitation, or you can use the power of your words to create abundant liberation. Which do you choose? Liberation, limitation. Which do you choose? Liberation. Liberation. So that means you literally have to watch every word that you say. You literally have to come into the realization of knowing what you are saying. Pay attention to your words before you say them. You are not sick. You are not broke. You are not those things that come out of your mouth. But every time you say, I am, behind anything, the words I am activate the power of those words. I want you to realize that you are a beautiful divine idea in God's mind. And there is a purpose for your life. And that purpose for your life is whatever you love to do the most. How many of you are doing what you love to do the most in your life? How many of you? I'm raising my hand too. Those of you who are, even when you're doing what you love to do, it's time to go deeper. You're infinite. Your infinite presence here to express unlimited potential. Not to be complacent with where you are right now. Jesus always pushed himself further. Always. He fed some multitudes of one, and then he fed it on a greater level in the multitudes of another. He told them to drop fishermen to drop their nets before they were caught. Before Peter and Simon were caught, he told them, drop their nets. They were like, we already did it. We didn't get any fish. We've been fishing all night. He said, drop your net. And they dropped their net. And it took two boats to do it. But he didn't do it just before. He didn't do it only one time. When he was resurrected and he came back, he said that he did it to them again. That's how Peter knew who he was and jumped in the water and swam to him. We are here to take the power of our thoughts, our feelings, because every feeling is connected to some kind of word. Our actions, every action has some type of motivation behind it, and that motivation is the divine idea that we are either using as a space of abundant liberation or limitation. Every word, every action has a motivation behind it. Do you choose to be abundant? Yes?
Yes?
Yes. You guys keep forgetting. I am abundant, together. And I want you to just take a moment. Close your eyes. And I want you to take a deep breath. And take another deep breath. And exhale deeply. And take one more deep breath. And exhale deeply. And I want you to think about how many breaths you take a day. How many days, how many minutes, seconds you have lived in this world. And how many minutes are connected. And how many hours are connected. And how many days. And I want you to think about how many breaths you took. It's infinite. You can't count how many breaths that you've taken throughout your life. And then I want you to connect that to how many thoughts you have thought, you've had run through your mind throughout your life. And I want you to think about how many of those thoughts were connected to the divine idea of who you are in Christ. And how many of them were not. And I want you to affirm with me right now. I transmute all of those words. That were not connected or relating or representing.
Or representing
the power of God. And I transmute them. Into the highest good. And the highest expression.
Of my Christ.
Right now.
I am committed.
To only thinking.
Christ-filled thoughts.
I am an expression of God.
I am the Christ Word of God.
Expressing through my personality.
God, please align me with you.
I am aligned with the mind of God.
I only think divine ideas.
Every thought.
Every feeling.
Every word.
And every action.
Will express.
Divine ideas.
Thank you, God.
For aligning my mind.
Right now.
Amen.
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 I want you to take that.
And I want you to be that. You've just affirmed it, and that's all you have to do. And now be conscious of every word that manifests in your thought, in your feelings, in your words that you say from your mouth, the ones you write down, the ones you text, the ones you email, every word that comes from you. Let it be an expression of divine ideas, which are you. You are love. You are power. You are faith. You are wisdom. You have the power to eliminate whatever is not of you. You are absolute divine life. You have power to choose. You have power to adjust your mind and sequence your life. You have power to understand. You have power to walk in the knowing that is you. Realize that right now. Every single power, realize it. And those are just the ones that jumpstart. There are more than that. You are abundant. You are prosperous. You have infinite possibilities in your life right now. You have infinite opportunities to express who you are. Ask God, who is that? Look up what your name means. Take the highest expression of what it is and be that in your life. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to do this?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. That's it.